airborne allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free...
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
HP. Details on fade performance at WilhelmResearch.com. Actual cost per print based on estimated retail price of 97 photo value pack with 3-ink printing and may depend on images and other factors.
Time is on our side. Yes, it is. Introducing less commercials and shorter breaks. Now that's progress. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. A federal judge has pulled the brakes on a Bush administration plan that would have given the green light to employers to reduce or eliminate health care benefits for retirees when they reach the age of 65 and become eligible for Medicare. Plan cuts would have been yet another hardship to be borne by some 10 million retirees. The economies were okayed a year ago this April by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Many states are already complaining about reductions in Medicare. Federal District Court Judge Anita Brody of Philadelphia struck down the Bush ruling and issued a permanent injunction that prohibits federal officials from enforcing the law. It's no job on the job training, that is, for another Bush administration appointee. The president has nominated attorney Philip P. Perry as general counsel of the Homeland Security Department. Perry would oversee some 1,500 lawyers who work on legal matters like Coast Guard maritime laws and immigration. Perry was general counsel for the White House Office of Management and Budget. Perry also happens to be the son-in-law of Vice President Dick Cheney. As Vice President Dick Cheney prepares for his tour of the Arab world next month, State Department's Near East Affairs Bureau is wooing his daughter for a high-level post, according to United Press International. Earlier this month, the State Department officially offered Elizabeth Cheney Perry a job as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs for regional economic issues, according to State Department and administration officials. These officials, who spoke on condition of anonymity, told United Press International the new post was created specifically for the Vice President. His daughter, adding that she will work primarily in economic development in the Middle East. Syria is working covertly through a network of Lebanese operatives to ensure Damascus can still dominate its smaller neighbor even after it withdraws the last 15,000 troops in defense of UN resolution demanding an end to Syria's 29-year control over Lebanon, according to U.S., European, and UN officials and Lebanon's opposition. Although Syria shut down its notorious intelligence headquarters in downtown Beirut, Damascus is establishing a new hidden presence in the capital's southern suburbs, bringing in officials who will not be recognized, say Lebanese opposition and Western sources. The move would contradict the pledge by President Bashar Assad to withdraw Syria's large intelligence operation from the Lebanese capital as of today. And a U.S. citizen was taken hostage in Iraq this week, along with three Romanian journalists, according to the U.S. State Department. The three Romanians disappeared Monday, shortly after interviewing interim Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. There was no official word that an American had been taken hostage with them until State Department Deputy Spokesman Adam Morelli confirmed it Wednesday night. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by OnStar by GM.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Still trouble-free both north and southbound at the moment. My crews are busy with a crash at Buckley. It's under E-470, and the lights are out at Parker Road and Peoria, so that's going to cause some problems. The Boulder forecast, expect partly cloudy skies today, breezy with highs in the 40s. Right now, it's 35 degrees. Richmond American offers floor plans that fit your lifestyle in over 70 of Colorado's best communities. Contract now to receive their culinary creations.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9360. That's 1-800-590-9360. 1-800-590-9360.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
9000, the Intelligent Office, Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Tech Center, 303-447-9000. Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Thank God I'm free of the right-wing media. I can breathe again.
Who is this man? He is a friend. He is the beastmaster.
Colorado's favorite lefty.
That makes me a total Democrat, 100%. You know, I wear red as much as possible. It infuriates people with bush stickers on their BMWs.
He's just loaded, honey.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning. It's 6:05, 5 minutes after 6. A 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of around 44. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. It's a very special day for not only this radio station, but for all of the Air America affiliates across the country. This marks the year, the first year anniversary of the launch of the Air America format. And we'll be talking about that on and off all morning this morning, including Michael Harrison will be here. He's the editor of Talkers Magazine. He'll talk about the success and the rocky road that this format has had to travel down. We'll have him on here in a few minutes. He is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is a trade publication. And then after 7:05 this morning, we'll have the directors and producers of Left of the Dial, Patrick Farley and Kate O'Callaghan. Left of the Dial is a documentary about the launching of Air America, and it premieres tonight on HBO. Check your listings here to find out what time it runs. I know I've got my TiVo set to get it, but I can't remember the exact time it runs, Mountain Time. But I've got my TiVo set to get it. I've already seen it, by the way. John Turk and I got a preview copy of it, and I just got to tell you right off the bat, Randy Rhodes steals the whole show. But that airs tonight on HBO. There's no way that I can put into words what this format means and what this kind of talk radio means to me. I mean, to me it means freedom. Because for years, I was usually the token liberal or token lefty on most talk stations that I worked at. And it was rough. Because you always had the majority of the crowd against you. Anyway you went. And when I worked in Chicago, it was extremely overbearing. Because that station is extremely right-wing. And I was paired with a right-wing partner who was a pretty angry individual. And what it amounted to was is that I went on the air every single day and I would get clobbered. Not only by her, but I would also get ganged up on by the callers. And so it kind of forced me into a long period of silence. And I remember the launch of Air America because they did have a Chicago affiliate, which, by the way, ironically, has now turned out to be a right-wing talk station competing with the station that I worked on. But I remember the launching of Air America, and I remember those early days. I was able to listen to it not on WIND there in Chicago where it ran, but I heard it on Sirius because I have satellite. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, this is so great, and I wanted to be a part of it so bad. And I was so thrilled when it came on. And I was so thrilled when Al Franken beat Rush Limbaugh in the ratings. And I often wondered, had I not gone into my period of silence and basically going along to get along, which was making me mentally and physically ill, if I had stuck to my guns and had not gone silent, if I would have ended up maybe having a chance of being a part of Air America. Well, ironic things happen. Because I left that station in Chicago, and they called me here. They called me from here and said, hey, would you be interested in coming back? And I said, man, you know it. And so I'm back again. Along the Front Range, only this time, it's talk radio from a left-wing perspective. I'm no longer in the minority. And sometimes it takes some getting used to. It does. And the callers to this format. I mean, even at their worst, the callers to this format are a cut above the ones who call the other talk stations. And the passion that people show. And the commitment to the radio station, to AM 760, is just, it's just a phenomenal. And it's great. And it's such a privilege to be able to be here. It's a real privilege to be able to be part of this radio station. And to be the first live local show on here. Where we talk about things of national interest, but also talk about things of local interest, where before, you didn't have that. But it is. It's just a huge privilege to be part of this radio station. And I hope we never get to the point. Well, I kind of hope we do two things here. That you go out and convert all your friends to AM 760. And that we never, and that you, and that three things, that you patronize all of the sponsors and the people who advertise on this radio station. And then the third thing is never take this radio station for granted. Because this thing is a gift. And it's a gift not only for me, but it's a gift also for you. I mean, it's a place we can congregate and exchange ideas. And even if you listen to this station and you're conservative, you're more than welcome to be a part of it and to call in at 303-713-7600. Because I sense that there are moderate Republicans out there who are waking up to the nightmare that they've lost control of their own party to extremist elements. And maybe many of you who consider yourselves to be moderate Republicans, who may turn the station on from time to time, find yourself agreeing with us more and more. And that in itself is something. Right there. And nothing has brought this more to light. And I know you're going to groan when I say this. A lot of you are going to groan when I say this, but nothing has brought this more to light than the Terri Schiavo situation, which really exposed the Republican Party and the GOP for what it is. A political party not in the mainstream, ruled by extremist elements that are hell-bent on perverting the American way of life. And that it's up to us as the loyal resistance not only to reach out and to talk to moderate Republicans, but also to congregate and gather ourselves and to fight back. And to me, that's what Air America and AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is all about. It's a place to electronically gather, communicate, and also it's a place to fight back. Because for years, in talk radio, we didn't have this. And of course, you know, the great thing is that when Air America started, and I remember this because I remember it like it was yesterday. When Air America started, I'm not going to name names, but I worked for somebody who every day would gloat about the demise of, oh, it's going to come to an end. Oh, it's going to come to an end. Oh, it's never going to work. Oh, it sounds terrible. And to those of us who have been in radio for a long period of time, yeah, the beginning of it was clunky. And it did sound kind of weird. And I remember being in Chicago when Air America lost its Chicago affiliate. And you turned on WIND, which was the station in Chicago, and they'd gone back to playing Mexican music. And then now, of course, I said it's turned into a right-wing talk station. Similar to the other one here in town, which I can't think of the name of it now. You know, it has Laura Ingraham and Bill Bennett, which is an awful, god-awful show. You know, Mr. Gambling Debt there, Bill Bennett. But I remember people walking around saying it's never going to work. And it's never going to be successful. And here we are a year later, and the format is spreading like wildfire across this country. Air America now has 48 affiliates, and more stations are starting to grow and are starting to put on local morning shows. There's now a local morning show on the Air America affiliate in San Diego. They're contemplating on putting on a morning show in Portland. And there may be one coming to San Antonio very soon. All right, coming up, we'll assess the health of this format with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Plus, we'll take your phone calls. And we got a lot of other stuff to talk about today, too, besides the Air America birthday. So stick around here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 6:15 in the morning. Jay Marvin here, 15 minutes after 6. Yup, they have...
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers.
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Call today and have them hauled away at 303-430-7142 or see them on the web at unwanted.com.
Recycle business owners. If you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8058. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8058. That's 800-330-8058.
B-A-R-K, and get your free, no strings attached now, free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your dog, or go to their...
With care. Damage prevention is everyone's responsibility. 1-800-922-1987. Public service message from the Utility Notification Center of Colorado.
A famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners. How about shorter commercial breaks and $1,000? We're giving you more time for Progressive Talk. And while you listen, you could become $1,000 richer. Go to AM760.net for instructions. It pays to listen to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. We've got about a 30% chance of snow. That's before 9 a.m. And then partly cloudy with a high of around 44. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And we're celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Air America format. On the line with me is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the premier trade publication for those of us in talk radio, Michael Harrison. Michael, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Thanks for having me, Jay. Good morning to you.
All right, Michael, what's the health of the format 1 year later?
Well, it's growing, and there are many different companies involved in it. There are local hosts, local stations that are doing liberal or progressive talk. You have Air America celebrating their first year, and you have a number of other major syndicators who are also putting that type of programming in the marketplace. So it's alive and well, and it's nice to see talk radio have all points of view represented across the country.
There was immense skepticism when this started, though. I mean, I was just recounting the story on the air here that this radio station I worked at in Chicago, everybody went around saying, oh, you know, this is never going to work. It's never going to happen. Did you have those same thoughts, or did you think that maybe it would become a reality and it would work?
Been around too long. I've seen too many movements come and go. I've seen the trends. I've seen the pendulum for years. I'm covering this business and been involved in it for 37 years. I remember when we used to talk about progressive rock, and people thought that wouldn't work.
Right.
So, no. Clearly, in our country, there are many different points of view, and there are markets for them. You know, you don't have to have 51-52% of the public listening to you to have a successful radio show. This is not an election. I think it's a niche medium. I think the reason people were skeptical was not so much that the idea was a bad idea to have liberals in the political discussion on commercial talk radio, but I think their business plan left a lot to be desired at first. They ran the company when they started it more like a political campaign than a broadcast business. In other words, it was more dependent upon political zealots contributing to them and investing in them rather than business principles, where you earn money by selling advertising, getting ratings, and things of that nature. So that was where most of the skepticism was. Also, as you know, radio is a business, and it's run by big corporations. And in America, big corporations tend to do what they think works, and they shy away from anything that might be different. And through the 90s, conservative talk radio proved to be very successful, so therefore they get it in their collective mind that that's the only thing that'll work. And then, of course, when proven wrong, then everybody goes in the new direction. It's follow the leader, and it's not just radio. It's all across the board in American business.
Boy, and, you know, I'm really proud to say the Clear Channel, which is my employer and is one of the biggest radio corporations going, if not the biggest, seems to be the leader in this, too. How ironic is that?
It's very ironic. It's ironic because when Air America started, they were treating Clear Channel as though somehow Clear Channel were an opposing political party.
Right.
They were referring to Clear Channel as a conservative company. And the fact is, maybe there are some people in the management at the higher echelons of Clear Channel who have ties and leanings toward the Republicans, but I said all along, Clear Channel's not a conservative or a Republican company, it's a broadcast company like any other. And if something works and it's legitimate and it gets ratings and it can make money, they'll be the first to do it. And lo and behold, they're the ones that actually opened the door to Air America turning the corner and going from something that everybody wrote off as being impossible to being a viable business.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6, Michael Harrison with us. He is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the premier trade journal, which has a Hot 100 list, which I have never made yet, Mike, but that's okay.
Oh, we got to look into that.
That's all right. I don't mind. It is ironic, though, that a big corporation like Clear Channel would lead the pack. But doesn't this go back? This goes back to something I've always said on the air, though. And when I used to be in work in conservative radio, and I was like the only lefty usually on the radio station, people would poo-poo this, but it's true. Broadcast companies are about making money, not about spreading political ideology. True?
Absolutely. And I told Al Franken that at the very beginning. Al Franken was selected by our editors to be the keynote speaker at our last national convention. This
right.
was last May. And they had really been on the air about a month, and I spoke to him, and I said, what do you plan to talk about? He says, well, I plan to play tapes of Rush Limbaugh and show how bad he is. I said, wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrong. The radio broadcasters do not need to be told by you that Rush Limbaugh's right or wrong. What you need to do is go there and talk to the industry as a bunch of broadcasters and show that you are one of them. And he did do that. He followed my advice, and right after that, everything turned around. I'm not taking credit for it, but I'm saying that was a watershed moment when Franken himself went from thinking that Clear Channel and ABC and CBS were the enemy to realizing he has to do business with these people in order to get his message out to the American public. He realized that, and from that point on, it's been a success.
Have you seen Left of the Dial? Have you seen the
I have, actually. I haven't seen every minute of it. I saw most of it. I had an advanced copy of it, and it should be fun. It's sort of like reality television.
Well, I wanted to ask your opinion about it. I mean, it shows in the very beginning, it really does show that there are very few people that were involved with a game plan for Air America that had any kind of radio or broadcasting experience.
Exactly. And you know, God must have been looking over them because they survived an awful sloppy start. But sometimes, you know, if you're on the right side of history, you can survive a sloppy start, and the waves of trends and of the times will carry you. Now, it is not a fait accompli that Air America as a company is going to survive. But whether they survive or not is not as important as the idea that they have helped champion, and that is that there's room on the commercial radio dial in the year 2005 and hopefully beyond for many legitimate points of view that there are enough people in this country want to hear about to make a successful radio show or a radio station.
So this format, as we know it now, is not going away.
Of course not.
It's not going to disappear. They're not going to call it off. They're not going to say that there's no room for it.
No chance. So
people listening, so they get an idea. How much of a share of the audience do you have to be successful, do you think?
I would say on an average you need to have at least 2% of the radio audience, which is really small when you think
yeah.
about it. And if you can get between 2 and 6% This is in layman language, without getting too complicated.
Right.
If you can get 2 to 6 out of every 100 people listening to the radio at any moment, you can survive. You can do business.
Now, see, we're not asking that much for those of you listening to AM 760 this morning. All we're asking you to do is go out and get a couple of your friends to tune in, and if we can get 2 to 3%, we're on our way, right?
No question about it, and I'm quite sure you will succeed. And certainly for those in your area, in the Boulder area, who might not know your background, Jay has been highly regarded throughout our industry for a number of years, and the folks in your market are lucky to have a pro like you.
Well, you're more than kind, and with that sucking up, I'll say thank you, Michael Harrison, for being on, and thanks a lot. I really, really do appreciate it, Michael.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. There's Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is the premier guide. There's really two publications out there right now. There's Talkers Magazine, and the other one is one called Radio and Records, which deals with radio, but Talkers deals primarily, only really, with talk radio, and Radio and Records covers all the formats, everything here, from talk to any kind of music that you can imagine, anything that's commercially viable that's on the band, and even they're starting now to cover a little bit of satellite as well. You know, it is an amazing thing, this progressive talk radio, and you've made it happen. So if there's anybody to thank, it's you, because without you, we would be in deep trouble. And as I said to my, we'll open the show up at 6 o'clock. This is such a gift, this thing. It's such a gift. All right, 303-713-7600. We're going to celebrate all morning long here, but we've got other things to talk about. There are other things going on, including new developments in those three individuals we talked to, Alex and the three people that we talked to yesterday about being kicked out of the Bush so-called Social Security phony town hall meeting. By the way, did you see him in Iowa yesterday? John Turk brought this up to me. One of the ladies who was sitting behind Bush yesterday in Iowa, as he was stumping for Social Security, which there are articles today in the polls, articles today in the paper, which indicate that Bush is losing ground, that he's run into a stone wall with his privatization business. But one of the women in the background there was falling asleep while he was speaking. I mean, after all, he's such an inspiring speaker, isn't he? We've got that going on, and there's a whole lot of other things to talk about. And I got a question about the Schiavo case. And before you go, oh, my God, no, Jay, not again, I've got kind of an interesting question to ask you. And we'll do that coming up, too, here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's 6:30. Let's get some progressive traffic.
Well, we're starting to see some troubles with the drive. Watch for a jackknife semi. It's eastbound I-76 at Brush. Then we have an injury accident eastbound I-70 just west of Lyman, and southbound I-25 stacking up between 104th and Highway 36. Then a little sluggish into downtown and through T-Rex. Now further south, we do have a spin out in traffic southbound I-25 near Larkspur. 225 is doing well through Aurora and around town. Foothills Parkway and 28th are busy. We're crowding on the diagonal between Boulder and Longmont, and the turnpike is seeing speeds in the 60s right now, both east and westbound. The Boulder forecast, expect partly cloudy skies today, breezy with highs in the 40s. Right now it's 35 degrees. Want a real deal? Try Subway Restaurant's $2.49 daily special, a different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Thursdays, get a zesty Italian BMT 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. 2 qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $9,000.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you.
Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Gear Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Gear Optics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
A famous Democrat once said, "Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country."
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, "Ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners. How about shorter commercial breaks and $1,000? We're giving you more time for Progressive Talk. And while you listen, you could become $1,000 richer. Go to AM760.net for instruction. It pays to listen to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, a little Stones in the morning?
Yeah.
6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, about a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9 this morning. Then partly cloudy, the high around 44. It's cloudy out there, but I didn't know it would get cold enough for it to even snow. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I like to get all the, you know, the basic mechanics and stuff there out of the way, like giving you the phone number. We're going to talk more about the anniversary of Air America coming up in the next hour. We'll talk to the producers of Left of the Dial, which airs tonight on HBO. Check your local listings for the time, because I don't know what the time is. And the reason is I just went and got my TiVo to get it.
Jay, here's what we do know. I did, it says 8 o'clock Eastern.
So what time would that be, Mountain?
6 o'clock Mountain, but we haven't gotten the copies of the papers yet here this morning, so I can't look in the TV guide and let you know.
Well, just check for those of the people listening. For those people listening. Oh, I sound like Rush Limbaugh, Drugbaugh, don't I? You people. For those of you listening, if you're listening, check it out. Okay, it's worth seeing. We saw the preview copy of it, and I'm going to watch it again with Mary, and it's really worth seeing. So we'll get back to that. But I want to talk about something that was in the Rocky this morning. And it's kind of like a little column, little news story, but it's something that really bothers me, and I really want to bring this up. Let me quote from the Rocky Mountain News here. Lynn Bartles is the writer of this. A group of lawmakers wants Coloradoans to vote next November on a constitutional amendment that would define marriage as a union between one man and one woman. Oh, God, here we go. What is the right wing? What is their hang-up with this whole marriage situation? Colorado already has such a law, prompting critics to say that the measure is mean-spirited. At the same time, an Arvada resident and an anti-abortion activist has proposed a constitutional amendment with strict abortion mandates. Now, I was reading last night, I believe that it was either in the Progressive or Nation magazine. I can't remember which one it was. About the fact that there are all across this country, there are anti-choice movements underway. There really are. You know, while we talk about the Terri Schiavos, although the Terri Schiavo situation kind of brings some of this into focus, but as we talk about all of these things that go on every day, we have a tendency to forget that the right wing is very, very busy, not only with this whole marriage business, which they can't seem to ever get away from. They seem to be hung up on this. For what reason, I don't know. And also, they're involved in this anti-choice movement. But let me get to this marriage amendment business. I have never, in all the times I've asked this, I could never get an answer as to why anybody cares who marries who. And what I would usually get out of this when I would bring it up is I get these like extreme examples. Well, you know, Mr. Marvin, you don't want somebody marrying their sister, do you? But that's not what I'm talking about. You know, if two men want to be happy and they want to be together and they want to get married, and this particularly, if you think about it, it's kind of ironic, but if you think particularly about this, the Schiavo situation brings this to mind because we're in an argument now about whether a spouse should have, the last say if something were to happen. But if two men want to get married or two women want to get married, why does anybody who's straight, why do they care? Like, how does that threaten marriage? The biggest threat to marriage is divorce. Go look at the statistics of the amount of people in this country that end up getting divorced. And if you want to talk about preserving marriage, it would seem to me that you would, what you'd want to talk about is the fact that it's too easy to get a divorce in this country. And I don't know about you, but God Almighty, I don't want to see another... I don't want to have to go through having to vote about a constitutional amendment about marriage. Give me a frickin' break. And I don't mean to get crabby at 6:39 in the morning, 21 minutes before 7. But this stuff makes me crabby. Now, the marriage amendment proposal will likely die in a Democratic-controlled legislature. But backers say that it's still important to introduce it. Why? Why should anybody care? 303-713-7600. And all I've ever gotten from conservatives, all I've ever gotten from the neocons, all I've ever gotten is extreme examples. That's all I've ever gotten. I've never yet had anybody tell me how two men together or two women together in matrimony threatens anybody. I just can't get an answer on this. And this is one of these cultural values questions that the right wing loves. Boy, they love to drive a wedge between Americans over this, but I've never understood why it is that there's any wedge to begin with. All right, let's go to Vince in Denver, who's hanging on. Vince, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Vince.
Good. Well, you know what? I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to explain why these people care who gets married. But I think I know why what their issue's all about. Even those extreme examples, oh, you wouldn't want somebody marrying their sister. What was the point in that originally? Wasn't it for genetic defects or some such?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, they don't seem to care much about mercury or dioxin or DDT in the water. I mean, that probably causes more genetic defects than anybody marrying their sister.
That's a great point.
But all this is, and I've mentioned it before, it's their culture of hatred, really. They have to have something. I mean, I read an article that just made me sick this morning about Ann Coulter talking at the University of Kansas.
Oh, I saw that.
And that's all these people do. I mean, it is, unfortunately, it's socially acceptable to hate gays, so they're a good target. But once they make it acceptable to hate gays, then you can pretty much hate anybody who you think you might not like.
See, why is it socially acceptable to hate gays and lesbians in this society?
Because they seem to control all the media. That was the other thing. It's like, what in the world is going on with the media today? You remember the old adage, when a dog bites a man, that's not news?
Right.
Well, I'm sorry. When the FBI and the White House enabled the Saudis to get out after 9/11, that is news. That's a man biting a dog. And nobody seems to be bringing that up.
This whole thing about the right wing, where it's my way or the highway, and you do as I say or not at all, you know, it just makes me want to stick my middle finger up and go, look, you know what, do this.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm not sure that their first agenda is hatred, but their first agenda is fear, and unfortunately fear leads to hatred. So.
All right, Vince. Thanks, man.
You bet.
Have a great day. Let's go to Sam in Douglas County. Sam, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, we lost him. Let's go to Mark in Aurora. Mark, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi, Mark.
Hey, let me take and turn this radio down, sorry.
Sure.
Okay, man, I'm ready.
Go ahead, do it.
Listen, you know, I don't... you're in somewhat of a befuddlement here over why we right-wingers can't stand the idea of gay marriage. And
Me personally, I can't speak for all the riders. I'm certainly not ultra right, at least not on this issue. I don't have anything wrong with same-sex people wanting to be together and be happy. And if they want to have a version of marriage and have that as their reality, far be it from me to criticize that. However, having it equated to... And here's where I think some of the right-wing rejection comes in, Jay. You asked the question, why do people have so much hatred for this lifestyle?
Well, why do they care?
On one hand, I think that if they weren't so in our face about it. I mean, when's the last time you saw a hetero parade where people were dressed up as penises marching down Colfax?
Well, you know, that's...
How about a little discretion and respect here, Jay?
Well, wait a minute. You ask me a question. You're going to allow me to answer it?
Go ahead.
Heterosexuals don't have to march down any place because, you know what, it's basically a heterosexual world. If you go back and look at why there are gay pride parades and why these things happen, it's because gays and lesbians in this society traditionally have been suppressed. And it wasn't until the Stonewall riots, which I believe happened in the 60s, that, you know, if you were gay or lesbian, that you could even come out and be open about it.
But, Jay...
Answer that question.
Okay, well, here's where I'm going to answer you the question again that you raised is why do people have a problem with this?
All right, hang on. I'm going to come back to you. I got to take a break.
Thank
I'm going to put you in the phone zone. Can you wait? Okay. Just
to
hang out here. It's 6:45, 45 minutes. No, wait a minute. It's 6:45, 50 minutes from 7 on AM 760.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans. But our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or $1 million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Want to make money selling products on the internet that you don't have to see, touch, or even ship? Sound unbelievable? Well, it's true. All you do is sit back and collect the cash from each sale. It's that simple. Everything you need to get started is on a free CD-ROM from Internet Speedway. This proven program is an extraordinary tool for making money on the internet because it lets you sell products before you buy them. So there's no money to lose or risk to take. You can sell thousands of products for a huge profit, and we ship them out for you. So we do all the work, and you make all the money. You can start making cash right away. Using the Internet Speedway system, you may never have to work a regular job again. Find out how to make a lot of money off the internet with products you don't have to touch, store, or even ship by calling for your free CD-ROM. The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-5537. 1-800-339-5537. That's 1-800-339-5537.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Free day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or...
Colorado, and do it simply. That's what Rockies is all about. And Rockies now has their matching down incentives up to $1,500 down. So if you've got $1,500, well, they'll match it, and it's like having $3,000 down. Rockies Autos. Go see the friendly people there. Go see my friend Colby in the Tower of Power, the Bashir brothers, or Spanky. You know what, Rockies? It's really simple. Treat the customer right. Don't promise something unless you can fulfill it. And give people good, honest deals on good, clean, late-model used cars, trucks, and vans, and SUVs. Rockies, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and if you come after 9 p.m., things will be just absolutely fine if you come after 9. Rockies has been family-owned.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
AM760.net and click on the new business network icon to register. AM760 and NBN, your partners in success.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and Celestial Seasonings on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events.
See, Boulder's Progressive Talk, a group of lawmakers wants Coloradoans to vote next November on a constitutional amendment that would define marriage as a union between one man and one woman. And God almighty, why do we have to go through this? All right, we got Mark hanging on in the phone zone. Let's bring him back and let him finish his thought. Mark, go ahead, man.
Hi, AJ. Hey, listen, I think at the crux of the reason we right-type heteros have a hard time with this whole thing being thrust in our face, and it's one thing I think that the gay agenda is blind to, or perhaps I feel they just take their cause a little bit too far. And my bottom line is, the reason I think we have such a hard time with it is because sexuality, especially a very overt sexuality, is not something that we families need to have paraded down Colfax. Our sex practices and preaching thereof emanate from, at least in my house anyway, the bedroom, Jay, and the stuff.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's wrong to fight for your rights?
No.
Well, then what's wrong with gays and lesbians fighting for their rights? That's basically what they're doing by holding Gay Pride Day parades. That's basically what they're doing in getting out and demonstrating. That's what this country is all about. We don't live in a society where people have to confine themselves. I mean, we have people in this society who would like... Wait, let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish.
You didn't let me finish.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
You know what?
Let me finish.
All right. You know what? You talk out of line again, I'm going to hang up on you. Now, let me finish, and then I'll give you a chance. We don't, you know, we have people in the society who would like to have us live in some kind of blacklisted society where if you dare stand up for your rights, you're punished for it. But I'll ask you a question again. Is it wrong to fight for your rights?
No, but I don't think certain topics are, if you want to fight, yeah, I'll fight you on certain topics. I agree and wholeheartedly with the ability one has in America to do that. But and I know it'll stick to your craw to your grave, and I don't mean to throw this in your face, Jay, but I am a proud member and citizen of what the other side calls the hate state. I am proud that I had a chance in this great country to vote on, do you want to sanction gay marriage? And I said no. Supreme Court saw otherwise. Well, they're
why?
Smarter.
Why? Why? What is your reasoning? Why does it hurt you?
Jay, up to a point...
Not up to a point. Tell me exactly if two men want to get married or two women want to get married. Let's cut to the chase. If they want to get married, why does that affect? How does that affect you, and why does that hurt you?
On the surface, it doesn't hurt slash affect me.
Then why should you care?
Because it's when they want to take it to the next level, which is to, and I'll use the term loosely here, procreate and start raising kids as normal families. I feel as though this lifestyle tears at the fabric of American life.
You know what
life.
Tears at the fabric of American life? Divorce tears at the fabric of American life. Particularly, wait a minute, just hold on, don't interrupt.
That's a hot button, Jay.
That's not a hot button. That's the truth. A divorce tears at the product of American life and tears at the fabric of family life. And I can produce thousands and thousands of kids who have come out of divorced households, including my own divorced household, where there has been damage done. Why don't you and your right-wing buddies have anything to say about that?
But, Jay, okay.
No, answer the question.
Okay, you can slam the divorce rate all you want. It really irks me that this is what the gays always do. Oh, well, look at you heteros. You're always
I'm not gay. I'm heterosexual, and I'm bringing it up to you.
You're taking their side, so
taking their side, nothing. You have yet to answer any of the questions I've put to you. How does it affect you and your kids directly? You know what? Do you want to live in some kind of Taliban society where, you know, women have to wear burqas and men and women shouldn't hold hands with each other because that's a sign of sexuality, or that men and men shouldn't hold hands with each other, or that women and women shouldn't hold hands with each other? I mean, why don't you educate your kids about it instead of trying to hide from it?
We don't hide from it, Jay.
You're hiding from it. That's what you want to do. You want to suppress it like we're living in some kind of radical Islamic republic here.
Now, wait. You talk about me talking over you, Jay. You ask me these questions, and then you go off on rants when I disagree with
you. No, you won't answer them.
Okay, give me the question now.
I'm not going to start again. Thank you for the call. I mean, I gave it to you. I asked you several times, and you couldn't answer me. I mean, you know, in any of the answers you gave me, did you not once show me how it affects you? Because it doesn't, that's why. Because hate is an easy avenue. Oh my God, these gays and lesbians are out parading. Oh Lord, help us. They're fighting for their rights. They're demanding equality. Well, the way some radical right-wingers carry on, we're not far from a burqa society for women. 6:55 AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll talk to the producers and the producer and director of Left of the Dial coming up next as we celebrate Air America's.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week.
Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9360. That's 1-800-590-9360. 1-800-590-9360.
303-1010. That's 303-933-1010. 303-933-1010.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk is thrilled to partner with the Denver Center Theater Company to present The Mad Woman, a comic fable of the crusade of Countess Aurelia and her three mad friends against greed and materialism of the sane world. Don't miss The Mad Woman playing at the Space Theater through April 30th. For more information or to register to win...
Details on fade performance at wilhelmresearch.com. Actual cost per print based on estimated retail price of 97 photo value pack with 3-ink printing and may depend on images and other factors.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Kelman. The top Air Force Lieutenant General is saying what many American families want to hear, that is the U.S. forces in Iraq could begin coming home in significant numbers if the insurgent violence drops and remains low through the nation's general elections this year. Air Force Lieutenant General Lance Smith made a prediction yesterday. A larger and more capable insurgency could lead to further setbacks in efforts to develop an independent security force, he said. Smith is the deputy commander of U.S. Central Command, which has military authority over the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He says if the elections go okay, violence stays down, then we ought to be able to make some recommendations to bring the forces back to the United States. Syria is working covertly through a network of Lebanese operatives to ensure Damascus can still dominate its smaller neighbor even after it withdraws the last 15,000 troops in defiance of a UN resolution demanding an end to Syria's 29-year control over Lebanon, according to U.S., European, and UN officials and Lebanon's opposition. Although Syria shut down its notorious intelligence headquarters in downtown Beirut, Damascus is establishing a new hidden presence in the capital's southern suburbs, bringing in officials who will not be recognized, say Lebanese opposition to Western sources. The move would contradict a pledge by President Bashar Assad to withdraw Syria's large intelligence operation from the Lebanese capital as of today. U.S., European, and U.N. officials also charged that Syria is using allies and Lebanon's government and agents in Lebanon's security services to stall Lebanon's spring elections for a new parliament, the key to political change in the current government, the president, the acting prime minister, and at least 70 of the 128 members of parliament are pro-Syrian. In other news, a U.S. citizen was taken hostage in Iraq this week, along with three Romanian journalists, according to the U.S. State Department yesterday. Three Romanians disappeared Monday shortly after interviewing interim Prime Minister, Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. There was no official word that an American had been taken hostage with them until State Department Deputy Spokesman Adam Arelli confirmed it yesterday. He released no further information. Representative Patrick Kennedy of Rhode Island on Wednesday ruled out a run for the Senate in 2006, saying he could better serve his constituents by staying in the House and serving on the Appropriations Committee. Kennedy has been in Boston last couple of days caring for his mother, Joan Kennedy, who was hospitalized with a concussion and a broken shoulder after a passerby found her lying in the street Tuesday. In a statement, Kennedy did not cite family responsibilities as a reason for his decision. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by OnStar by GM. When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are dealing with icy roads this morning. You want to give yourself plenty of time to take it slow. Emergency crews are busy with three cars that slid off the ramp from C-470 onto northbound I-25. That has the left lane blocked. We have an injury accident eastbound I-70.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
In the 40s, right now it's 35 degrees. Tired of not finding what you're looking for? Well, now getting the right search results is as quick and easy as going to Yahoo and searching for whatever it is you need.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
With five area locations, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, in Cherry Creek on East 2nd Avenue, in Englewood on East County Line Road, and in Colorado Springs.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is ambition. And if we succeed, we'll succeed, you know, fabulously. But if we fail, at least we'll fail spectacularly.
There's a cut from Left of the Dial. A documentary on Air America as Air America celebrates its first anniversary today. Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9. Partly cloudy with a high of around 44. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And this hour's $1,000 name is Gail McGee from Arvada. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at AM760.com. .net. On the line with me are the directors and producers of Left of the Dial, which premieres tonight on HBO, Patrick Fairley and Kate O'Callaghan. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
And Patrick, did I say your last name correctly?
Well, I know it's kind of a mouthful handling two Irish names in one sentence.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because I've been called Farrelly by some of my Italian friends, you know, so it, yeah, Farrelly does it.
All right, Farrelly does it. All right, how did you guys get the idea to first of all, to document the launch and the beginning of Air America?
Well, we just reckoned it was such an interesting enterprise, you know, because, I mean, I don't need to tell you that for the last 20 years, conservative talk has completely dominated this country.
Right.
And had a really huge political impact. I mean, I think, you know, Newt Gingrich kind of said that he wouldn't have gotten that majority in 94 in the House without, you know, the help of Rush Limbaugh and all those people. So to see somebody, you know, deciding to try and do on the left what the right had been doing so successfully for so long, and also to do it in an election year that was probably, you know, the most divisive since Dick Nixon was around, we just thought that it would be a really interesting thing to see from the, you know, from the inside. And also, given that, you know, most of the people who were, you know, at, you know, the flagship station WLIB in New York, most of them had actually never done radio before, so we knew that was also going to be kind of interesting as well to see.
You guys did such a great job, though, of capturing people in flattering and unflattering positions. How did you get permission? Did you go to Evan Cohen, who at that time was the head of this fledgling project, which later turned out to be Air America? Who did you go to talk to let you just go in and roam around unhindered with a camera?
Well, we approached all of the management of Air America at the time, you know, Evan Cohen, David Goodfriend, Carl Ginsberg, who at the time was an executive producer there. And we basically put it to them that we wanted to sort of like follow it. And our, you know, our plan at that point was to film, you know, behind the scenes for the first, you know, the 2 weeks leading up to the launch. And then we were going to hang around for about a month afterwards, see how it was going, and then check in the months that followed just to see, you know, whether the advertising was going to kick in, whether, you know, the listener ratings and so on. And that was basically, that was our plan. And they, I think, were a little bit sort of worried about it. They, you know, because, I mean, the bottom line is that this was a startup, and startups are, you know, notoriously unpredictable. And it was also, they were, you know, they were under an enormous amount of pressure because they knew very well that, you know, the large conservative bloc in this country was only just, you know, hoping that they would fall on their faces. So, you know, for them, they were really sort of like, you know, it was an act of faith on their part. I mean, I think maybe later on some people at Air America thought, well, that was a really dumb idea. But, I mean, I actually think that despite the way some of the conservative presses have actually reviewed our documentary, that we think that in many ways what Air America managed to pull off, I mean, if you look today, it's what, got 51 affiliates.
Right.
And it's only been on, like, you know, by the way, happy birthday. I mean, it's like, you know, it's 1 year on the air, and, you know, it goes through this incredible financial crisis and meltdown and loses, you know, its, you know, after New York City, its two biggest stations, Chicago and L.A., and not only does it manage to actually survive, but it actually manages to thrive. And we think it's a kind of, it's a very dramatic story, and I think for people who are fans of Air America Radio, and even people who aren't, I think it gives a really kind of interesting insight as to what it takes to actually pull off something like this under really trying circumstances.
7:10, 10 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking to Patrick Farley and Kate O'Callaghan about Left of the Dial, which you can see tonight on HBO, which is a great documentary about the launch and the struggle for survival of Air America, which is now a year old today. Kate, to me, Randy Rhoads steals the whole documentary.
Yeah, sure. Randy is wonderful. She's one of those people. I mean, when, you know, when she appears, you know instantly she's a star. You know, she's got that, whatever it is, if you're a casting agent, you know that Randy has got it as soon as she walks on. I mean, we knew immediately. We didn't know who Randy was, you know, until she arrived here in New York. But I mean, our first scenes with her, we instantly knew she's got real star quality, I think. You know?
Now I got to ask both of you this question. At one point, and I don't want to give too much of the documentary away, but at one point they ask you to turn the camera off, and Kate, you don't turn the camera off. You just point it down, but you let it run. Did you feel guilty about doing that?
Well, essentially, we didn't, because we knew that if we didn't, that we were going to have to get their permission to use it afterwards. Once they told us to turn it off, you know, if we didn't have it, we couldn't actually show it to them and say, you know, this would be, you look good in this ultimately. And I think it ultimately makes them look good having got that, you know. And we knew that we couldn't use it if we didn't get their release. So we thought we'd better keep shooting. And it was actually our director of photography, Robert Palumbo, who shot that scene. And he figured, you know, he couldn't not shoot it, I think.
All right, now here's a little taste of Randy Rhoads going one-on-one with Ralph Nader. This is rather, you can't get it? Okay, we thought we could get that up for you from the documentary. Did you guys ever anticipate in your wildest dreams that it would become as dramatic as it did when Air America started to run out of money?
We had no idea. I mean, we pretty much were hearing what had happened as Air America staff was. I mean, to us it was because, I mean, what you got to remember is that Evan Cohen, who was the original chairman of the board, had been saying publicly that, you know, Air America had enough money for 2 years. The staff actually thought that. And it turned out that really there wasn't as much money in the enterprise as most people had actually figured. And, you know, the staff at Air America felt totally betrayed by that. And, you know, Evan disappeared off the scene. And luckily, you know, a lot of other people stepped up to the plate. I mean, in particular, Doug Krieger, who at that point was an investor in Air America, but he was the guy who was sort of in charge of the web. And he kind of appeared and sort of like, you know, along with Carl Ginsberg and a number of others, they just, you know, under the most horrendous circumstances, you know, managed to sort of like keep all the staff on board. And it's a great tribute to people like Al Franken, Janine, the two Marks in the morning, and Randy in the afternoon. Because you got to remember, Randy Rhoads came up from South Florida.
Right.
Where she was kicking Rush Limbaugh's ass every day of the week, had a very, very popular radio show, and, you know, she, you know, basically they're a month on the air, and it looks like as if the whole thing's going to go down the toilet. But, I mean, what we think is a kind of pretty heroic, you know, about Air America, and you see this very, very clearly in the movie, is they stay there despite the fact that, you know, Bill O'Reilly, and we see him, you know, gloating, you know, I told you it's going to be a bomb, and, you know, there it is. Despite all of that, they actually manage to stay on the air. All the talent stays in place. All the staff paid there, even though you stay there, even though they aren't being paid. And investors come in, and, you know, the thing begins to grow, and they show, despite all the naysayers, that there really is an audience, you know, in the United States for this kind of radio.
Some people, though, in this documentary do not come off looking very good.
Who do you think doesn't look good?
Well, I'm not going to name names. Kate, do you think so? Do you think some of the people come off not looking very good?
I think all the on-air people and all the staff in Air America come off looking really, really good. I mean, you know, it's a raw warts and all documentary, so we see them, you know, like particularly people like, you know, Mark Maron in the morning and Mark Riley. They actually had never done, well, Mark Riley was a seasoned radio person, but they hadn't ever gotten together and worked as a team, and you know, Mark Maron had come from stand-up comedy. So he learned on air, you know. They didn't have any. There was no rehearsal time much, and they learned before our eyes, and they have a terrific show now, you know. And I think we show that progression in our documentary. We show them where they came from and what they had to overcome, and it's pretty heroic. I think they come off looking really well, actually.
All right. Listen, thank you, Patrick Fairley and Kate O'Callaghan. Thanks for the interview this morning, and we'll watch Left of the Dial tonight on HBO.
Thanks so much, Jay.
All right, you got it. 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Now, for those of you that are hanging on at 303-713-7600 and want to get back to this discussion about the whole thing of a group of Colorado lawmakers wanting us to vote on a constitutional amendment that would define the marriage as a union between one man and one woman, we'll get back to that. But watch Left of the Dial tonight on HBO, or if you've got a TiVo, you can do what I did, which is set it to run it, and check it out. It is the year anniversary of Air America, something that a lot of people, including a lot of neocons like Sean Hannity, Bill Riley, and others, said would never happen. 717 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
talkative band of liberals hopes to give Kerry a boost this fall on their new radio network. Their answer to conservative talk radio.
What a battle it will be. Conservatives dominate the radio dial. Rush Limbaugh with his 15 million listeners each week. Sean Hannity right behind. All Hannity would say today, he was feeling giddy. Why?
Here's a hint. These people are not bright.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
About him or anyone else, President Theodore Roosevelt. Hello, I'm Nancy Stevens, one of the booksellers at the Denver Book Mall.
Great people working there, like Colby and the Tower of Power, and the Bashir Brothers, and Spanky, and the Dutch. And if you go out to Rockies, they have one simple rule. Treat the customer right. Treat you right. That's what you'll get at Rockies Autos. And right now, their matching down incentives are going on. If you've got $1,500 down, they'll match it with $1,500. And it'll be like having $3,000 down. So get out there and check out over 500 of the best, the cleanest, late model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Rockies Autos, with their new summer hours, they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And if you show up after 9, things will be just fine. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. I wouldn't talk about Rockies if I didn't believe...
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8058. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8058. That's 800-330-8058.
It's the new series being called Fun and Refreshing. John Stamos is Jake in Progress. Tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC.
A famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners. How about shorter commercial breaks and $1,000? We're giving you more time for Progressive Talk. And while you listen, you could become $1,000 richer. Go to AM760.net for instructions. It pays to listen to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you.
treasury. And that's why we can't afford you, Ralph Nader. I wish we could.
Why don't the Democrats stop this?
Let me tell you something. I have probably, you know, millions and millions of listeners have been on the air for years and years and years, which you may not know because you didn't do your homework. But the truth of the matter is, they don't want you to run either. Even your Green Party supporters, they can't afford you. That's why the Green Party is not endorsing your candidacy and you've become an independent.
Are you interviewing or are you a filibuster? You want to give me a
chance? I'm angry at you.
I'm angry at you.
I'm a genuine person who's really mad at your candidacy.
Why are you denying millions of people the opportunity to vote for my candidacy?
Because we can't afford it.
The Randy Rhoads Show, can you hold a moment?
You're ruining the first day.
Randy Rhoads Show, can you hold a moment?
You've got a very bad interviewing technique, and you're not going to get an audience.
I'm not interviewing you.
Do not overtalk.
I am not interviewing you. I am mad at you.
Don't you understand the difference?
Just close up and start screaming to your audience.
Look, don't tell me how to do radio. I've done it for 20 years. You screwed up the last election, and now you want to screw up this one, and I'm pissed.
I don't deal with someone who doesn't allow me to talk, and if you want your guest to close up on you on the first day of
you America, just keep telling
you're
me.
Over talking, you're filibustering.
You keep saying
today.
That. They've heard you say that
1,000 times, but you won't answer the question.
5:33.
There's Randy Rhoads from the HBO special tonight, Left of the Dial. Check it out tonight about Air America. Air America is 1 year old today. It's 7:24, 24 minutes after 7, 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9 this morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of around 44. And before we talked to Patrick Farley and Kate O'Callaghan, we were talking about the small article that appeared in the Rocky this morning. A group of lawmakers want Coloradoans to vote next November on a constitutional amendment that would define marriage as a union between one man and one woman. I have never been able to figure this fetish out about why the ultra-right, why the right wing is so concerned about people being happy, even if it's a same-sex situation. Colorado already has such a law, prompting critics to say the measure is mean-spirited. At the same time, an Arvada resident and anti-abortion activist has proposed a constitutional amendment which would restrict abortion mandates. You know, the radical right is operating on a state level here with denying women choice and this whole thing. I mean, I've never gotten an answer. I've never gotten a straight answer to an obvious question. If two men want to get married or two women want to get married, why the hell does anybody care? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sam in Douglas County, who's been hanging on. Sam, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, thanks, Jay, and happy anniversary.
Thanks.
I think it's one of the greatest things that has happened to radio, to have the liberals have a voice.
I agree.
Boy, the last caller is kind of a tough act to follow. But how much does his thoughts exemplify what the right wing is? And I wonder how much of it is fear because they don't know anybody that's gay.
Everybody's got to know somebody who's gay.
Maybe so. I just I don't see any explanation for the hate towards it. But one thought that I had on opposition to the gay marriage is the cost, the finances involved. Social Security, as it is now, two men together, neither one of them is going to get the other's Social Security benefits.
Which I think are wrong. I think it's wrong.
I agree, but I wonder how much of that is the real basis for opposition. You see, a lot of big group carriers that will recognize and give coverage to gay couples, but I don't think that's really the norm, is it?
Well, but I don't think we should ever be in a situation in this country where we should equate human rights and people's rights with a dollar bill.
I agree.
That's ridiculous.
I agree, but I'm just, that's one area that I see as a potential reason for the opposition.
I mean, one of the things that they, used to invoke about to slavery was the economic angle of it.
Right.
They use that as an excuse to keep it in existence. I know that you don't feel that way, but I just totally and completely 100% reject that as a reason.
I reject economics it as a justification for it, but I think that that may be behind some of it.
You know why they're like, you know why they're like that? They're like that because hating is easy.
Good point.
It's easy to hate. It's tougher to try to understand. Thanks for the call, Sam.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. Great show, as usual.
Thanks.
I have a couple things. I think one of the things about this, I totally agree with you about gay marriage, by the way. I think people are homophobic. I really do. I also think that the gay is the last bastion, gay people, of someone to beat up on. You know, used to beat up on black people, and then we beat up on Jews, and it's politically okay. And there are people who feel so inferior to others that they always have to be finding someone else to beat up on.
So society needs a natural scapegoat.
Absolutely. Now, the main two things that I wanted to add to the discussion, perhaps, I think these legislators need this for one reason, both gay and the abortion issue. Look at what happened with the Bush election. They need something to whip ignorant, and I should say, this is maybe a too simplistic word, ignorant, stupid people who don't understand how this government works to go out and vote. And they have to have the same issue comes up over and over. I personally don't think they have any intention of doing anything about it, because if they did, then they wouldn't have this whipping post to bring out every 2 or 4 years to have people who really don't understand how our country works.
Well, maybe I'm falling into a trap by bringing it up, but I have never, never gotten a satisfactory answer as to why this is such a big deal. I have never had anybody clearly articulate to me why they would object to two men, or let me just put same-sex marriage. I just don't understand why anybody would object to it.
I don't either. I don't agree with the financial aspect, because look at all the people who've had 3 or 4 or 5 wives, 2 or 3
oh,
sets
yeah.
of children. What about their finance? I mean, what about their Social Security thing and their pension benefits? That must really be an interesting mess. And they continue to go to their employer and say, now I'm married to this person, I have these children. And, I mean, there would be no comparison between that and two gay men wanting to have each other as beneficiaries for their family.
Absolutely. Elaine, thank you. Thank you
thank
for a great
you.
Call.
Thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. That leaves a line open. And we'll continue with more of your calls on this. 7:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you. Give yourself plenty of time this morning. We're dealing with icy roads and snow in some areas. South Boulder Road and Broadway are busy but moving. Highway 93 is loaded up from Boulder over to Golden. And Denver bound on the Turnpike, we're slow from Sheridan to Pecos. In Thornton, watch for a crash northbound I-25 at 136th and southbound I-25. Stacked up between 104th and the Turnpike. Then we're sluggish across downtown and through T-Rex. And further south, have a bunch of accidents in both directions at I-25 at Surrey Ridge. And all lanes of southbound I-25 are closed from Trinidad to the New Mexico state line. That's due to bad weather conditions. The Boulder weather, mostly cloudy skies today, breezy with highs in the 40s. Right now it's 36 degrees. At Liberty Savings Bank, they believe that no business should be treated like a small business. Liberty offers customized solutions that cater to your unique business needs. Be sure to ask about their free business checking account.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. 2 qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $9,000.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or $1 million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and Go Fast Energy Drink on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information or to register online, log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon with AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:35, 25 minutes in front of 8. A 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy and a high of around 44. It's the first anniversary of Air America, and we're celebrating here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, thanking you for making all of this possible. We'll replay that interview with Michael Harrison, who is the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine, which keeps an eye on the talk radio business. We'll do that after 8 o'clock. Also, if you saw the papers this morning, Bush aide says ouster made out of concern. GOP staffer fears that the three, Alex Young and the two women that we talked to yesterday, feared that the three might disrupt the event. We'll talk about that, about whether they ought to sue the GOP. We'll talk about that after 8 o'clock as well. 303-713-7600, marriage resolution draws fire. We're talking about an amendment to the Colorado Constitution defining marriage between a man and a woman. And why the hell we have to go through this? Why anybody cares if same-sex marriage goes on? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Colorado Springs. Steve, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay. You finally found one I really don't agree with you on.
Okay.
I think civil unions is the best way to go. I think it gives them the legal protection they're looking for. I think at the same time it values the sanctity of marriage. And that's just where I stand. I don't have any gay friends that I know of. I think if I had one, I would know it. I don't really seek them out. I don't have anything against them. I just don't want, how I say it, don't flaunt it in my face.
Well, how is getting married flaunting it in your face?
Marriage's been man and a woman. And I'm not a hardline. This is the only. I'm really.
Says
I'm hardline
who?
On this issue.
Says who? The marriage is between a man and a woman. You? Who else?
No,
I mean,
no.
How does it? If a man and a man want to get married, or a woman and a woman want to get married, how does that affect you personally?
Personally, it damages the fabric of the marriage institution.
No, I'm not talking about the marriage. I'm asking how it. I'm asking how it affects you personally.
It does, because
how? In what way? How does it affect? How does it directly affect your life?
The foundation for marriage is between a man and a woman to have.
Now, you know what? The foundation of, and the fabric of marriage is damaged enough by divorce between heterosexuals. I'm asking you a personal question about how it is that it affects you personally. How does it affect you personally? If I want to marry another man, okay, then how does that affect you personally? How does it disrupt your life personally? It doesn't, does it?
Directly, no. I don't think it does.
Well, then why would you care then?
Well, I think as a society as a whole, I think it would disrupt the society.
But you could make the same argument that a society as a whole divorce. Let me try to say something here to you. You know, if you look at people who get married and they go to the altar with the best of intentions, and they have kids, and then something goes wrong in the house, and they end up getting divorced, I bet you I could get kids who are now young adults or adults in the thousands to come forward and talk about how damaging their households were, about how bad things were, about how difficult it is to grow up with two parents who are either fighting or who are divorced, where kids are being shuffled back and forth between parents at a police station because the parents can't get along. This goes on all the time.
Yeah,
domestic violence goes on all the time. I mean, that's a greater threat to the stability of this country and to the mental health of this country than same-sex marriage.
I agree with that. I would agree with that.
All right, so who cares whether two men want to get married or two women want to get married? It doesn't affect you personally. It doesn't affect me personally. And if we're worried about the society as a whole, there are enough issues out there that are damaging to this society that are far more frequent than same-sex marriage.
I don't know. I still think
about it.
I just don't think our country is ready for that step.
Well, but you know what? They're not ready for it. Why? Because you're not ready for it. And why aren't you ready for it? Because it doesn't affect you personally. What do you care? And you know, if you've got a kid, you've got a child, and the child sees two men holding hands or two women holding hands, guess what? It's a marvelous opportunity for you to open up the subject and to talk about homosexuality, to talk about gay people and lesbians, and to educate your children or your child in a positive manner so that your child doesn't go out into the world being somebody who's filled with prejudice and hate.
Yes. But the majority of people are like that.
Well, but it doesn't make it right. I mean, the majority of people in this country at one time endorsed slavery.
That is true.
I mean, it doesn't make it right because the majority likes it. Doesn't always make it right. Listen, thank you, pal. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right, you got it. Let's go to Will in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Will.
How are you?
Okay.
Hi. Last caller, a couple callers ago, had a point about how gay marriage is tied in with the abortion debate, and they are both parts of a larger picture, meaning that the conservatives' main war is on individual liberty and privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And the last call he had also had a point, because it was affecting social order. Conservatives, by definition, want to preserve social order. They like the status quo. Anything which disrupts their perception of social order or the status quo is automatically bad, and that includes letting people decide for themselves who they want to marry, who they want to have sex with, what they want to do with their own bodies. The conservatives' main war is against individual liberty. It's against individual privacy. That's why they oppose gay marriage. If we let people think for themselves, they are in big trouble.
You know something? You're absolutely right. And it's wrong. I mean, it's wrong.
Totally
on their part. It's wrong. It's totally wrong on their part. Because what they tell you is that they're for less government, that they're for individual liberty, that they hold the individual above all else. And in reality, they don't really do that.
They hold themselves above all else. They don't hold any individual opinion as high as an esteem if it opposes theirs. And that is, frankly, un-American. The idea of American is being an American, the American dream, is doing what you want, living your life the way you want to, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, that includes behind the bedroom door.
You
and
see?
We can't stand that.
Yep, and we ought to take that, and we ought to be public about it, and we ought to take it, and we ought to turn it around on them. So once again, people who are middle of the road and moderates in the Republican Party see the GOP and see conservatives and these neocons for what they are.
Well, I came across a word the other day that I think all liberals need to use when it comes to addressing the way the conservatives think, and that is the word invasion. Conservatives want to invade everything that they don't agree with. They invade foreign nations that have oil. They invade the bedroom. They invade the right to privacy. They invade the dignity and the sanctity of marriage with the Terry Schiavo deal. They're invading the wall between church and state. They are invading the freedom of the press. That's all they're interested in. And I think all liberals, all progressives, which label do you want to use, need to remind people that the goal of Republicans and the goal of the neocons is invasion. And use that word for it.
All right, Will. Great call, man. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, 743 AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's the one-year anniversary of Air America in this format. And we'll be talking to Michael Harrison. We'll replay that interview coming up after 8 o'clock. Plus, we'll talk about the Bush aide who says the ouster was made out of concern. GOP staffer feared that three might disrupt the event. That's from the Rocky this morning. And we'll talk about that coming up after 8 o'clock. They've got their...
Want to make money selling products on the internet that you don't have to see, touch, or even ship? Sound unbelievable? Well, it's true. All you do is sit back and collect the cash from each sale. It's that simple. Everything you need to get started is on a free CD-ROM from Internet Speedway. This proven program is an extraordinary tool for making money on the internet because it lets you sell products before you buy them. So there's no money to lose or risk to take. You can sell thousands of products for a huge profit, and we ship them out for you. So we do all the work, and you make all the money. You can start making cash right away. Using the Internet Speedway system, you may never have to work a regular job again. Find out how to make a lot of money off the internet with products you don't have to touch, store, or even ship by calling for your free CD-ROM. The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-5537. 1-800-339-5537. That's 1-800-339-5537.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your
Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
833-983. Call today for our 5.26 30-year fixed rate or log on at IdealHomeLoans.com.
A famous Democrat once said, ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what you can do for your country.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk says, ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners.
How anniversary of Air America, 1 year that Air America has been on, and there's a HBO special called Left of the Dial, which premieres tonight. You might want to catch that. And we talked to Michael Harrison, the editor of and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio world. And we talked to him, and we'll replay that interview coming up either next hour. Yeah, we'll do it next hour for you, for those of you that didn't hear, because we had him on at like 6:20 this morning. Right now we're talking about an article, a little small article, in The Rocky this morning by Lynn Bartles. A group of lawmakers want you to vote in November, next November, on a constitutional amendment that would define marriage as a union between one man and one woman. I have never found any kind of a reasonable argument to ever have to get into this whole marriage debate, and why gay marriage is not legal in this country is beyond me, other than the fact that it's a wedge issue that is used to divide people and that the neocons get a leg up at the polls through this. But to me, we should discuss this, and we should continue to discuss it, and we should take it and turn it back on the neocons and challenge their reasoning. Let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Stephanie and Parker, who's been hanging on. Stephanie, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, and happy birthday to you guys.
Oh, thanks. We couldn't make it happen without you.
I would sing a happy birthday to you, but I know you'd lose all of your listeners. I won't do that. I wanted to, I really thank you for letting me come on today. I wanted to say something to all of the moderate Republican, you know, my fellow moderate Republican listeners out there. You are absolutely right, Jay, that it's a wedge issue that's been chosen because it is a wedge issue.
Right.
It's easy to manipulate people's feelings about this on both sides, and I think we need to step back from it and say, wait a minute, have we ever defined marriage before? Can
No.
you think of anything in this country? We actually have, Jay. Do Mormons have the right to polygamy?
They no, they do not. You're right. You're right. I'd forgotten about that.
And they want you to forget about that. Okay? They want to polarize people. They want to inflame people. They want to scare people. They want people to feel threatened. Every society, every single society defines what marriage is. There are people out there who practice polygamy. There are people out there that, you know, divorce. If you say it three times, you can divorce your spouse. You know, of course society does. Everybody does. We need to decide what is best for us in this country today. Why are Muslim people who come over here with, you know, and they have more than one wife, is their second and third wife made to feel kind of dirty, like they're getting away with something or doing something bad when they go into the hospital to have a baby? They're treated as illegitimate babies.
Mm.
And I mean, it's true. And I think that we've always defined marriage. That's something that society does. What we need to do is step back and say, okay, why was the gay marriage issue specifically chosen as the one that we're going to focus on? Because it is so divisive.
Because just like Tom, DeLay gets mileage, or thought he was going to get mileage off Terri Schiavo, they think they can get mileage off of it.
It's true, and it's scary. And I think we need to be educating our children so that they can think for themselves. We need to be pouring money into education so we can create critical thinkers. It's not a bad thing that there are some people out there that are that say, you know what, for me, in my world, for society, I don't want people to be, we don't want to define marriage in this way. Because when you define marriage, what you're doing is you're saying, we think that this is good for society, and we're going to support it, we're going to endorse it, we're going to give perks to it. There are people out there who have a right to their opinion. They don't want that in their world. There are people out there that do. Just like with the civil rights issue, every once in a while a society has to take a look at things again and say, okay, is it still working? Is this still what we want to say? And all of us have to make that decision for ourselves, but we should not allow ourselves to be manipulated.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate it. Great call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Let's go to Matt in Fort Collins. Matt, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Richard.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. I've been a Richard, guys. I want to just say thank you, first of all, because for telling that guy that whatever we do, whatever like myself do, is not changing the sanctity of his marriage.
Yeah, it has no effect on him personally.
Why would it? And why can't the... I mean, he wasn't conservative, or wasn't supposed to be, but that was a conservative viewpoint, and I disagree with that. Like, why would that have anything to do with him and his life, you know? How is what I do?
I need to interrupt you and break in and tell you that CNN is reporting that Terri Schiavo has died.
Oh, wow. All right.
So, for those of you who have been following this, Terri Schiavo has passed away. All right, continue, Matt. Go ahead.
Well, just, I don't know, it's especially, wow, that's a big deal. It makes me feel like I'm small all of a sudden.
It does me too.
Yeah, just the thing about that is that, like, okay, so I'm 24 years old, right? So this is basically changing the Constitution so that my freedoms are limited for the rest of my life if we go ahead and pass this thing.
It's just a useless, divisive debate. That's basically what it is. Matt, thanks for the call.
Hey, no problem, thanks.
All right, Terri Schiavo has passed away at the age of 41. Death just coming sometime within this last hour. We'll get more information about it at the top of the hour from Air America News. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, basically what I wanted to say is I think this was beyond a wedge issue. I mean, what is there?
Oh, did we lose him?
You know, whether it's tax cuts, bankruptcy. I mean, this isn't a priority of the GOP. It's a way to take people off of their real agenda of waging class warfare and moving the income distribution back up to the rich. And the privatization of Social Security is just another way that they're trying to, you know, move income in the reverse direction. And it's just all of this is just a strategy to take everybody's eye off of their real agenda.
But you know something? You know what? You're right. But we need to talk about that, and we need to expose it. But we also need to move into an area in this country where that same-sex marriage shouldn't be looked down upon, and we shouldn't allow them to get away with this perpetrate this lie that it's wrecking, you know, American society. When in reality, they can't define how it hurts each and every one of them.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. I'm really pleased with how your show's coming along.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, more news coming up at the top of the hour. Terri Schiavo has died, 41 years of age, and this ends a long, protracted struggle. And we'll get into it next hour here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9360. That's 1-800-590-9360. 1-800-590-9360.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Europtics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Europtics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Homes you want to see this weekend. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from zero to 70 affiliates in less than a year.
Homes you want to see this weekend. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
We can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to. So, we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN, Fort and Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. This word just coming in. The brain-damaged Florida woman, Terry Schiavo, has passed away. That word just coming within the last couple of minutes. The news was given by one of the many spokesmembers for the Schindler family. That's Bob and Mary Schindler of Florida. And we just received word, and there is a definite confirmation with respect to this. Terry Schiavo was taken off a feeding tube some 13 days ago, and she's been without food and water for the past 13 days. Her doctors had only expected her to last 14 days. And again, this word just coming in within the last couple of minutes that she's passed away. And this is coming on behind of the last of the legal challenges cases that were brought by the Schindler family last night to save Terry Schiavo's life coming to an end without any fruition as the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the final bid. It was the second time the High Court turned down a request to reinsert a feeding tube for the Florida brain damaged woman. Many medical experts had felt that even if they reinserted the tube as late as today, it would have done no good at this point because of her status. Meanwhile, a federal judge reportedly spoke out against the whole effort for an appeal last night, criticizing President Bush, congressional lawmakers, and others for getting involved in this personal matter. Air America News will have more within the hour. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is facing a two-pronged attack from two liberal organizations calling for his ouster. The two groups are running ads in parts of the country calling on members of Congress to mobilize an effort for DeLay's resignation. One of the ads says, do it without DeLay. The Texas representative has been under investigation for alleged ethics violations. His ability to maneuver around the ethics issue has been a thorn in the side for many Democrats. While the Republican leader has not been charged with any improprieties, the ads focused on allegations regarding DeLay's fundraising practices and travel. In other news, an internal report by the Department of Homeland Security reveals that there may be good reason to scale back agency spending. This after a report concluded that terrorist organizations, their anticipated targets, and preferred weapons concludes the threat to the United States is declining by countries like North Korea and several others, long described as state-sponsored terrorists. The draft report says that in a post-9/11 environment, countries do not appear to be facilitating or supporting terrorist organizations that were once focused on striking the U.S. homeland. The department cited a half dozen states, among them Syria and Cuba, were considered of diminishing concern. The department concluded that only Iran appears to have possible future motivation for terrorist organizations. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by OnStar by GM. When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we are seeing a few issues with slick roads and snow in some areas this morning. Westbound E-470, watch for a crash. It's at Parker Road. And Thornton, watch for a wreck. This one is northbound I-25 at 136th and southbound I-25. Loaded up from 100.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
Don't miss the Denver Auto Show Wednesday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center. More than 40 manufacturers will display this year's finest vehicle.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
You want your little kid to say, hey, Daddy, President Bush tried marijuana. I think I will.
Is this guy suck or what?
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
What does anybody on the right have to complain about?
One terrible pilot.
There's no question about that.
We might just as well build ourselves another government.
Considering we have no energy policy. In this country whatsoever. Limit our, being hooked on fossil fuels like a crack addict.
Like I picked the wrong week. Quit amphetamines.
I wouldn't answer the marijuana question.
Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. A 30% chance of snow mainly before 9 this morning, then partly cloudy with a high of around 44. If you're just turning the radio on, Terry Schiavo has passed away at the age of 41. The Schindlers lost their last meaningful legal appeal late last night. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday refused once again to hear an emergency appeal from the Schindlers, who are the parents of Terry Schiavo. Terry Schiavo has now passed away. We'll open up the phones at 303-713-7600. Very, very long, contentious fight
over the fate of Terry Schiavo. Their attorney, David Gibbs, received a word in the high court's rejection during a news conference outside the Pinellas Park, Florida hospice, where Schiavo is receiving care, or was receiving care. Terry Schiavo, born in 1963, and she lived 13 days, which is what experts said, that she would probably live 13 to 14 days after the feeding tube had been removed. Let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Barbara in Longmont. Barbara, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Okay, we'll go to Brian in Thornton. Brian, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Just fine.
Hey, love your show.
Thanks.
Tune in every morning. Don't know what I do without it in the mornings now.
Appreciate it.
So I guess we've switched topics now over to Terry Schiavo.
And yeah,
I want to say what a travesty, you know, to her family and to Michael Schiavo and basically to the country for what Congress and President Bush did to us in the media for having to put this in our face every day. And I know we have the ability to turn on and off the switch on what we're watching, but it just enrages me what this one party, one fascist party running our country now thinks they have the right to do and jump into people's and lives the way they did in personal, intimate decisions that Michael Schiavo and the Schindlers have been going through for years, and obviously more than a handful of judges, you know, agreeing with Michael Schiavo that he was the husband and the guardian and had the right to make that decision. And I'm glad it's over for him now and for Terry Schiavo. She's, you know, to me, she was just a shell. I'm a healthcare worker, and I see this all the time, and there's a point when the soul leaves the body, I think, and it's just a shell laying there, and that's what people don't want to let go of, and it's hard, but there comes a point when you have to do it. In 15 years of being in a vegetative state, I mean, it wasn't like tomorrow she was going to wake up and, you know, want to turn on the Today Show or something. It's just, it was a sad, sad thing that the country had to go through.
All right, Brian. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
303-713-7600. Terry Schiavo has passed away at the age of 41. Does, you know, when you watch the media and you see these people that are out there demonstrating and that have been demonstrating for Terry Schiavo, do these people look weird to you or is it just me? Let's go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
All right.
First of all, I want to express my deep sympathies and condolences to the family and those involved. You know, we on the left are truly compassionate. But I also want to, you know, since the right has brought up this issue and shoved it in our faces for several weeks now and made it political, basically, if the right believes in the right to life, I would like them to work in the Colorado State House and the Senate to help pregnant women be able to receive health care, prenatal care. And I'd like the Republicans to step forward and say that we're going to support funding for health care for mental illness, including anorexia nervosa.
I think that they care. I think they care about life, but I think they only care about it on their terms.
Well, yeah. See, it's a control issue for them. They, you know, we get to decide what life we you know. I mean, what about the other people in the hospice? There's 71 other people in that hospice. If the protesters truly cared, they'd keep protesting until all 71 were saved.
And there's people, yes, and there's people that all across the country that are in the same situation that Terry Schiavo's in, and yet you don't hear them talking about them.
Right, but here Tom DeLay had his own father put down.
27 days, yeah.
Like a dog, okay? And, they don't really believe in an issue of life across the board. What it is they believe in it when it's convenient for them.
I would agree. I would agree. Christian, thank you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, 303-713-7600. Terry Schiavo has passed away after 13 days of having the feeding tube removed. You know, the one thing I wanted to ask this morning about this is I wonder how, if you've got kids, how do you explain all of this hoopla to your kids? How do you explain this to your kids about what's going on here? Because the two stories that have been in the news every single day has been Terry Schiavo and Michael Jackson. And I don't even want to deal with the Jackson situation. But the Terri Schiavo struggle is at an end. She has passed away at the age of 41. But how do you explain that to your kids? How do you sit down with a child and say, look, this is what these people were up to and this is what went on? Let's go to Debbie in Loveland. Debbie, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Deb.
I really like your show. Thank you.
Thanks.
I just want to say the gentleman that was talking before about the Republicans and the right to life, they're very, very hypocritical, especially President Bush and the administration that's connected with the state of Texas, Tom DeLay. They passed that law in 1998 where they kill a patient if they don't have money to continue their health care.
Yeah, that was a law that was passed in 1999, I believe.
In 99, I thought it was 98. But that is much more heinous than what happened with Terri Schiavo. I think that is a much more heinous way to die. We can't afford to treat you, and so we're just going to pull the plug on you, whether there's an opportunity for you to come out of it or not. And that, I think that is much more heinous, and it's extremely hypocritical what they've done with this situation. And if they're pro-life and their right to life, they need to be consistent across the board. And I really, that's my concern right here, is that it all comes down to money with these people, no matter what, no matter when. It's all an issue of money.
Yep. You know, I think, Debbie, I think you're right. Thank you. Great call.
You bet. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. John on the T-Rex. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
You know, I'm okay with the right to die legislation, and where it sits is pretty good as long as we all have living wills, but or express our intentions to our spouses and families. But what seems to be missed in this whole debate is the method. I mean, starvation is just cruel.
But it's routinely done in hospice.
Well,
and she wasn't feeling anything, and she wasn't in any pain.
But there's other ways. I mean, if you're intentional.
But what other way would there have been?
In other states in the U.S., they've given doctors the ability to prescribe combinations of painkillers and narcotics to put people down in a faster, more humane manner.
Well, all I know is that in hospice, this is done on a regular basis, and it's done across the country on a regular basis. And, yeah, they do give morphine and narcotics, but that's usually to alleviate pain and suffering, not to put people, quote-unquote, down.
I would encourage you to look into that a little deeper.
I have looked into it a little deeper, and that's what I've come away with, is that they do not, quote-unquote, put people down.
Sure.
And they give them those narcotics to alleviate suffering, not to end their lives.
I'm not sure I agree with you on
well,
that.
Well, then you can disagree all you want, but you know something? I know it from two angles, one from personal experience and the other from reading. So check it out. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call, and be safe out there on the T-Rex. 303-713-7600. It's 8:15, 15 minutes after 8. Terri Schiavo has died at the age of 41. Your comments about this, something that we have talked about, I mean, day in and day out now for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And this battle has been going on for over 10 years. By the way, let's not overlook this fact. It is Air America's year birthday. And don't forget, tonight you can watch the great documentary on HBO called Left of the Dial.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
business owners. If you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8058. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8058. That's 800-330-8058.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. Two qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $9,000.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Cold Storage Construction Services of Colorado. Cold Storage Construction Services of Colorado salutes the class of 2005.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk is thrilled to partner with the Denver Center Theater Company to present The Mad Woman, a comic fable of the crusade of Countess Aurelia and her three mad friends against greed and materialism of the sane world. Don't miss The Mad Woman playing at the Space Theater through April 30th. For more information or to register to win tickets, log on to am760.net now. The Mad Woman, brought to you by AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 820, 20 minutes after 8. 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9 this morning. Partly cloudy with a high of around 44. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. A lot of things going on this morning. Terry Schiavo has died at the age of 41. The bitterness continues with a family spokesman charging that Michael Schiavo would not allow the parents or Terry's sister or brother in the room during the final moments of Terry's life. So the charges are going to go back and forth. Michael Schiavo, of course, who has kept quiet through most of this stuff. It's been the family. It's been the Schindlers that have been waging the public affairs battle here. Oh, been out on the bridge in the PR battle, I should say. Where the rest of the Michael has basically kept quiet. Your comments, because the end is here. It's over with. 303-713-7600. It's also the year anniversary of Air America, by the way. And don't forget to watch tonight on HBO, Left of the Dial, a documentary about the starting of Air America and about the founding of it and its struggle. And now it's a massive success with this format being on 51 radio stations across the United States of America. And you know something? It's all because of you. All right, 303-713-7600. I've yet to have a parent call up, by the way, and answer my question about how would you explain this whole Terry Schiavo situation to your kids. How do you explain that to a child or even to a teenager? Tom in Arvada, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Since this whole thing has occurred, has anybody taken into account that this woman was not given due process, that her religious rights were trampled all over, and that this could be considered cruel and unusual punishment both for her and for the parents and other people who are interested in her well-being?
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm asking you.
Well, I disagree. She was given due process. As a matter of fact, this case was adjudicated. Can you name any other case that's been through this many judges and had this many appeals filed? Can you name any case off the top of your head that has had as many hearings as this case?
Well, in the first place, all these judges were being asked to.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Just answer my. You didn't answer my question. Don't start off on some other track. Just answer the question. Can you name me any case that has had this much adjudication?
No.
Okay. Then how can you say that she was denied due process? The reason you say it is because you disagree with the outcome.
No, she was denied due process because. If this were a death row inmate, for example, Robert Harlan, who was just rewarded for being a murderer,
For crying out loud! Now, Robert Harlan was not rewarded for being a murderer. His conviction was tossed out, and it was turned to life in prison because a juror brought a Bible in to the deliberations. What does the Colorado state law say about that? Do you know what the law says? I didn't think so. Thank you for the call. Okay, there's a brainstem for you. Let's go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Oh, not there. All right, 303-713-7600. I mean, to say that she was denied due process is absurd. And I had a question that I asked earlier. I think I asked it like last week. And I would love to find this out. Who paid for the Schiavo's legal bills? Because as I brought this up last week, if you've ever been involved in any of court cases that you know of, you know this stuff costs a lot of money. I mean, this stuff doesn't come cheap. Now, there was a story going around yesterday that some right-wing organization was selling the donors list. That's how they're going to raise money. But I'd like to know what right-wing extreme groups were paying for the Schindler's legal bills. I shouldn't say Schiavo. I'm sorry about that. Schindler's legal bills. Let's go back to Stephen Lafayette's return. Steve, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes. I was calling in regard to the previous caller who was talking about putting people down.
Right.
It seems to me like he's probably confusing the assisted suicide law in Oregon.
Yeah, which
we're talking about here.
Yeah, and you know something? The assisted suicide law in Oregon, you have to administer the drugs, you have to commit suicide, basically. I mean, you have to administer the drugs yourself.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's probably the source of his confusion.
Yeah, it could be. You're right. But to make
and it's a really good question where they're getting the money for their legal bills.
Yeah, where are they? Do you, I wonder if we have any idea where they're getting their money.
No, but you remember where Paula Jones was? It got her.
Yeah.
She was chasing after President Clinton.
Sure, from the radical right.
That's what I heard.
Okay, Steve, great call. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Let's go to Manny in Brighton. Manny, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, what this case has shown me is the Republicans' total disregard for the rule of law and for the posture of or the judiciary in our system. If we look here in Colorado, what we saw through John Andrews and that portion of the Republican Party here is they tried to recall Judge John Coghlan for ruling, number one, on a redistricting case against the Republican Party, and secondly, on a case regarding a couple who was having a custody fight over a child. The couple, of course, were same-sex. And then we see total the attempts, just the contempt that they have for the judiciary. And Schiavo is another example. They will trample on people's rights without regard to the process. And after the process is done, they attempt to attack those individuals that are totally competent, totally aware of the law, and yet attempt to subvert the law.
I know. You know, this is going on, too, not only here in Colorado, but it's going on across the United States. And it's going on with the Schiavo case where they were beating up the judges.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important that the Democrats stand their ground on, in terms of these nutso judges that Bush is putting forth for positions in the federal court and in the U.S. Supreme Court, which is going to go on shortly.
Boy, you know something? I couldn't agree more with you.
I hope that everybody realizes the importance, because what we're seeing is an attempt at taking away the rights of the judiciary, make them suspect and under attack. If the Republicans get their way, this is a dangerous time for the separation of church, state, the separation of powers under the Constitution. We as citizens have to demand that we, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, vote for and continue to value the rule of law.
All right, Manny, thanks. Well said. Well said. Thank you, Manny. 303-713-7600. That opens up a line here as we talk about the passing of Cherry Schiavo. She did die this morning, born in 1963, and died after 13 days of having the feeding tube removed. Let's go to Chuck in Laramie, Wyoming. Chuck, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about a couple of the callers that you had a couple callers ago. Just basically, I think that the caller that talked about the how inhumane it was to starve to death, and also the caller that said she didn't get due process, it's just a sign of the misinformation that the right-wing media, that, you know, for years the media has been called the left-wing media, and it's just a sign that that's not the case, that the right-wing media and the Republican Party has just gotten misinformation out to the public, and people aren't informed about the truth.
I would agree 100%. I mean, I can't name any other case. Can you name any other case that's gotten this much attention, that has had been in front of this many judges and had this many appeals filed?
No, not that I know of. And on top of that, no, it's oftentimes, especially in the mainstream media, left out. This has been going on for 15 years, and left out how many appeals there have been and how many judges have seen. It's just been towards the end of the case that it's really gotten out. But for the longest time, I didn't know that it had been going on for 15 years. So.
Yeah, and he's been in a legal struggle with them for over 10.
Yeah. So.
All right, Chuck, thank you, man. Great call.
No problem.
Okay, have a good day. 303-713-7600. Terry Schiavo has died at the age of 41. We'll take more of your calls. And then coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll replay that interview with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine about the anniversary of the Air America format, 1 year old today. It's 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are still seeing a few issues with the drive. Crews are busy with two accidents on Highway 85, one at Meadows and another at Cascade. We have a crash westbound E-470 at Parker Road. Then southbound I-25, looking pretty good from 84 to the Turnpike. Then we're a little sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. Around town, South Boulder Road and Pearl are starting to thin out. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are busy, and the Turnpike's doing well in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Boulder weather today, mostly cloudy skies, breezy with highs in the 40s. Right now it's 38 degrees. Reaching financial destinations is easier with someone on your side, someone like Key Bank, wherever you're going.
Want to make money selling products on the internet that you don't have to see, touch, or even ship? Sound unbelievable? Well, it's true. All you do is sit back and collect the cash from each sale. It's that simple. Everything you need to get started is on a free CD-ROM from Internet Speedway. This proven program is an extraordinary tool for making money on the internet because it lets you sell products before you buy them. So there's no money to lose or risk to take. You can sell thousands of products for a huge profit, and we ship them out for you. So we do all the work and you make all the money. You can start making cash right away. Using the Internet Speedway system, you may never have to work a regular job again. Find out how to make a lot of money off the internet with products you don't have to touch, store, or even ship by calling for your free CD-ROM. The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-5537. 1-800-339-5537. That's 1-800-339-5537.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player, log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
90276. That's 303-399-0276. Mid-America Mortgage is a Gold Star member of the Better Business Bureau.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk is thrilled to partner with the Denver Center Theater Company to present The Mad Woman, a comic fable of the crusade of Countess Aurelia and her three mad friends against greed and materialism of the sane world. Don't miss The Mad Woman playing at the Space Theater through April 30th. For more information or to register to win tickets, log on to am760.net now. The Mad Woman, brought to you by AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9. 30% chance of snow, mainly before 9 a.m. And if it doesn't happen now, maybe it's not going to. Partly cloudy the rest of the day, though, and a high of around 44. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Terry Schiavo has died after 13 days of having her feeding tube removed. And if you, depending on what you watch, and we've got CNN on in here, and John Turk and I were just talking about all the religious freaks that are just wandering around singing in hymns and making signs towards the sky. And whew. Anyway, 303-713-7600, we're talking about Terry Schiavo passing. Any comments? Because I'll tell you something, after today, I'm not talking about it. I don't care what the hell happens. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I'll have to talk about it once they perform an autopsy, which is what they're going to do.
Fight over the corpse, Jay, coming up. Yeah. I'm sure tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah, probably they're going to fight over who has possession of the body. But I'm telling you right now, if I can get away with it, this is the last 25 minutes on Terry Schiavo. Let's go to Sheila, who's been hanging on in Franktown. Sheila, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes, you were questioning who is funding the Schindlers?
The Schindlers.
Yeah, I heard a story on CNN, I think it was, about a week and a half ago. They go, who is funding the Schindlers? And they said it was the religious right. Now, there's a lot of organizations on the religious right. There's that Operation Rescue.
Right.
The guy that's always mouthing off.
That's Randall Terry.
Yeah, his associate, you know, murdered an abortion doctor.
That's exactly right.
And so all these organizations are funding them, and there's no mistake about it. It was an honest story, and you don't hear it again. You never hear it on any other channel. It was only once they talked about it. And it's really scary what's going on, because you have these religious fanatics running our government almost. And I just wanted to let you know that's a fact.
Well, you know, I figured as much. And then you got the story that came out yesterday or the day before about the right-wing organization taking the donors list and selling it to generate funds. I go back to the Paul Krugman column, which I talked about earlier this week. And what Krugman talks about, and it was in the Rocky, but the column originates in the New York Times, that this, you know, people keep calling up here and they keep saying, oh, you know, this is a distraction, this is a distraction. But you know something, this whole Terry Schiavo situation is not a distraction. You know what it is? It lays bare the influence and the poisonous conduct of the religious right, and it's about time those of us on the left stood up and gave these people the middle finger and told them it's not just their America.
Well, the trouble is Democrats are, that's why I like Howard Dean. He's the only one that really tells it like it is, and they're all afraid to say anything. Now, maybe they're wise not to say anything right now, but, you know, they better act like a stronger party, because, you know, they've done this all through the Bush administration, let them get away with everything, and it's uncalled for. And I just think I've been around a long time, and this is worse than the Vietnam, the 60s, what's going on here. You know, the McCarthy era, I think it's even worse than that.
You know what? I think it is, too. I think it is, too. You know, I'm with you 100%, Sheila, and I love Howard Dean.
Yeah, I do, too. And I'm just sorry. I wish he could run for president again, because I think he'd win. I really do. And I think he could have won. Not that there was anything wrong with Kerry, but he tried to say he wasn't educated in foreign policy. He was a lot more educated than Bush. And, I mean, he's been right all along.
Well, there was an article in yesterday's New York Times by Bradley. I can't recall his first name. You know, he ran for the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
The former basketball player, who's basically Bill Bradley, who's basically making the argument that Democrats will not win national control or influence if they keep acting like Republicans.
That's true. That's why a lot of people, a lot of Democrats didn't vote probably, because they figure they're just like Republicans now. And I mean, I like Ralph Nader, but he doesn't have a chance. You know, I mean, he's a little fanatic to the left on some things, but he's very honest. And it's just a shame that I know Howard Dean's running the Democratic Party, but I wish he could run again, because I can't think of anyone that's strong enough to win next time unless, I don't know, we'll see. But maybe they'll be so fed up with this administration that they'll be desperate to vote for the Democrats.
All right, Sheila, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Now we're getting word. Listen to this. George Bush is going to make a statement at 9:41 about Terry Schiavo. This is a man who makes no statement, made no statement about the Red Lakes, Minnesota shooting, had very little to say about the tsunami, but is going to make a statement at 9:41. You know, it amazes me. Can't the American people see through this? Can't they in any way, shape, or form see through this? So Bush is going to make his payoff to the religious right here at 9:41. Do we have to carry that? Maybe we'll carry it. Let's go to Mike in Boulder. Mike, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Just fine, Mike.
Good. I just wanted to talk a little bit, you know, looking at Terry Schiavo's life and how she lived it as a bulimic, and what that does and what that is to a person. And obviously the most important thing in Terry Tybo's life, I'm sure her husband was really important, but this is a woman who lived her life on what she looked like. And it was the number one thing in her life. It was how she lived it. It's probably how she died it. And it's not talked about too often. And the one hell that you could ever put a bulimic in has been this last 3-4 weeks of putting her on national TV looking like she has. And this poor girl who lived her life on how she looked has had to now die nationally in front of a lot of millions and millions and millions of people. Her biggest fear being, you know, a person who didn't look well, a person who didn't look nice, who this is a lady who again, lived her life, lived nice. And what this really comes down to is some parents who just want a living memorial instead of like the rest of us who have to have pictures and memories of our passed on ones. And these parents can't let go, and they want to be able to touch a body. And, you know, not most of us don't have that luxury. And it was pure hell for their daughter. And it thank God, you know, she's passed on. And if the religious right are who they are, they should be happy that she's now with her maker.
Well, you know, that's something that's amazing. How come Randall Terry and these people aren't happy? If they're so religious, aren't they glad that Terry Schiavo's gone to meet God, quote-unquote?
Well, and if it was up to God, she would have been there 14 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and so this really has nothing to do with it. And if there is a God, Mr. Schiavo is going to heaven because he is the only one who is fighting for what this woman lived for. And he's taking it on so hard. God help him, because that man has done what I hope my wife does for me, and I hope that all spouses do for their people. He tried to let this woman pass away the way she lived life, and not as, you know, not she lived life to look good. That's why she died.
All right, thank you, Michael. Appreciate
the
call.
Have a great day, and thank you for being around.
Okay, you got it, man. 303-713-7600. Yeah, you know what? Maybe somebody out there who is a religious fanatic can explain this to me. Why wouldn't the religious right now go nuts? Because Terry has met her God, right? How come people who are religious are always scared to die? You know, I brought this up a couple of weeks ago. Alexander Berkman, the old anarchist statement about, you know, heaven and about God. And that if they have such a strong belief in God, why they'd want to die because they want to go to heaven. It's 8:43 a.m. 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, we'll play a little bit of the we'll play the interview with Michael Harrison about the year anniversary of Air America. Today is the year anniversary.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Double your money and get things half-price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream.
If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9360. That's 1-800-590-9360. 1-800-590-9360.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Learn more about how you can join these progressive companies in support of AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, it's our gala first anniversary special, featuring guests who run the gamut from good, like Josh Micah Marshall, to better, like Norm Ornstein, to best, like James Fowle.
They're not going
to
happen. Partly cloudy with a high of around 44. In case you're just tuning in, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Terry Schiavo has passed away at the age of 41, 13 days after her feeding tube was removed. 303-713-7600. I want to read, because I quoted this earlier, in the week, and I want to quote it again, because some people think that talking about the whole Terry Schiavo situation is a distraction. But you know something? It's not. It's a rare chance for those of us on the left to show the Republican Party and the religious right for what they are. Let me quote from the Krugman article, if you didn't read it, the Krugman column. Before he saw the polls, Tom DeLay declared that one thing God has brought us is Terry Schiavo to help elevate the visibility of what is going on in America. Now he and his party, shocked by the public's negative reaction to their meddling, want to move on. But we shouldn't let them. The Schiavo case is indeed a chance to highlight what's going on in America. One thing that is going on is a climate of fear for those who try to enforce laws that religious extremists oppose. Randall Terry, a spokesman for the Schindlers, hasn't killed anyone, but his former close associates in the anti-abortion movement is serving time for murdering a doctor. We should not forget this. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Melanie in Denver. Melanie, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Melanie, hi, you there?
Hello?
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, there you are.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about how I utilize the Terry Schiavo situation to educate my children
about
a lot of the aspects of it. Initially, I have two daughters. They're 10 and 13, so a grade schooler and a middle schooler. And initially, we talked about how Terry got into that situation in the first place. We were able to talk about body image and social pressure, appropriate ways of taking care of yourself, and being the person that you want to be, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. So that piece was really positive. The other thing we talked about then was the religious right and how people were very validly able to have their own belief systems, but it's not appropriate to push it into other people's lives. You know, talking about how the legislature got involved and that it was religious-based and also that Terry should be allowed to just pass in peace.
Oh, good for you.
And go on and go to heaven and go to God, which is what we talked about this morning. We got in the car and turned you on, and we were all very relieved to hear that she was finally able to be in peace.
All right, Melanie, great. Great call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. First of all, I just want to say God rest her soul, and it probably left years ago, so all this haggle about what's left is, I think, just been really ridiculous, and maybe now she can have complete peace.
Yeah, let's hope so.
The other thing is, I think you're right, this is not a distraction. I think this is part of the game plan, and what they're trying to do is say, well, you know, our judicial system is broken because we don't have the right judges in there. And so what they're going to try to do, and I'll bet Bush mentions this in his statement. He's going to say he wishes, you know, the justices that had to rule on this weren't activists or whatever.
Right, exactly.
And what's going on right now is Bill Frist is going to try to get rid of the filibuster rule in the Senate.
That's right.
And if they do that, we just have no control. They're just going to slam in the hard right judges they want. And then they will have complete control of the three branches of government, and they've got almost complete control of the fourth branch or the fourth estate, you know, the media. So I think what people should do right now is call Wayne Allard and call Ken Salazar or email them and say that they want that filibuster rule to stay in there. Otherwise,
yeah, there's also a website you can go to called SaveFilibuster.org.
Right. Well, I've got Wayne Allard's phone number. Could I just read that over the
phone? Oh, yeah, of course.
It's 202-224-5941. And his website is allard.senate.gov. And Salazar's number is 202-224-5852. And his website is salazar.senate.gov. And we need to call now because they're going to try to flip this soon. They're going to try to get rid of that filibuster rule. And if they do that, it's just going to be, it's over. All game over. I mean, it's...
Yeah, which the filibuster rule, which the right wing has been using for a day and for a month and a day and the most of our lives.
Well, Jay, that's it. Thanks for the good work and hang in, man.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to to Catherine and Boulder very quickly. Catherine, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, it's so good to hear you on the air again. And
thanks.
I'm so glad to have a news station. It's just such a breath of fresh air, and you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I was calling because in comparison to Terry Schiavo, which, of course, everyone has compassion for this woman, and you've had some great calls. The last call regarding the filibuster is so crucial. Unless you want the Republican Party to choose your, you know, Supreme Court judges for the next 30 years. but what I really want to talk about is, in comparison to one person dying and how much media attention that has had, when we have had approximately, the U.S. government has dropped 30 tons of depleted uranium in Iraq. There's a 300% increase in leukemia, and there's a 600% increase in infant mortality. And that has a 4.5 billion shelf life.
Well,
yeah,
but the reason this gets so much attention, though, is because the media dwells on it. But the thing is, like Paul Krugman says, you know, they're creating a climate of fear in this country where they're playing games with judges. They're trying to circumvent the laws. And many of these laws are laws that they themselves either authored or voted on. And we have to show the right wing up for what they are. Thank you, Catherine. I appreciate the call. We're out of time. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll play the Michael Harrison interview. It is the year anniversary of Air America, by the way. And don't forget, tonight on HBO... Left of the Dial. Check it out. It's a documentary about the founding and the struggles of Air America. And thanks to you, Air America and AM.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker. You got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Program for only two payments of $29.95 plus $7.50 postage and handling. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESCO or 1-877-275-5375.
8:57 AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. You know, there's a lot of car dealers who have a lot of advertisements and they promise a lot of things, but Rocky's Autos promises you only one thing. The cleanest late-model used cars, trucks, and vans and SUVs in Colorado. And at Rockies, how they operate is so simple. You know what? They just want you to be happy. And I'm telling you from experience, because Mary and I have bought cars from Rockies. Rockies, friendly, knowledgeable sales staff like Colby and the Tower of Power, Spanky, the Bashir brothers, Tom and Marv, they will take great care of you. So get on out to Rockies. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. And Rockies Autos is now open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And if you come after 9 p.m., hey, things are just going to be fine with them. Things will work out just great. It's Rockies Autos. They're located 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk is thrilled to partner with the Denver Center Theater Company to present The Mad Woman, a comic fable of the crusade of Countess Aurelia and her three mad friends against...
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York Deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
9000, the Intelligent Office, Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Tech Center, 303-447-9000.
Time is Shivo's passed away around 9:05 Eastern Standard Time this morning in the presence of her husband. Michael Shivo, her legal guardian, had requested that the father, Bob Schindler, and the family spiritual advisor be removed from Shivo's room 10 minutes before her passing inside the hospice. Schindler's spiritual family advisor, Father Frank Pavone, echoed the angry sentiment of the family who wanted to be with Terry Shivo just before she died.
Unfortunately, just 10 or so minutes before she died, we were told that we had to leave the room because there would be an assessment of her condition and then a visitation by Michael. Bobby Schindler, her brother, said, "We want to be in the room when she dies." Michael Shivo said, "No, you cannot." And so his heartless cruelty continues until this very last moment.
Schindler family spiritual advisor, Father Frank Pavone, who is the national director of Priest for Life. Florida Governor Jeb Bush has already expressed his sympathy to the Schindler family. Bush, despite a series of protests and appeals from even the Reverend Jesse Jackson, decided it would be politically inexpedient for him to break the law and intervene. President Bush is also expected to address the media in an hour about the Shivo case. Terry Shivo was married to Michael Shivo for 5 years before she suffered heart failure. She spent the last 5 years inside the Woodside Hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida, where she died this morning at 9 o'clock. Shivo's death is not expected to bring a halt to the huge media discussion on the issue of bioethics with today's passing of the 41-year-old woman. Federal judges pulled the brakes on a Bush administration plan that would have given the green light to employers to reduce or eliminate health benefits for retirees when they reach the age of 65 and become eligible for Medicare. Plan cuts would have been yet another hardship to be borne by some 10 million retirees. The economies were okayed a year ago this April by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. You're listening to AIR America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by OnStar by GM. When business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8058. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8058. That's 800-330-8058.
It's going to be a great time with great prizes. Don't miss it. Commercial Federal. Better banking every day. Insured by FDIC.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, the morning drive is wrapping up. Southbound I-25 looking pretty good from 84th to the Turnpike. Then we're a little slow in both directions through T-Rex. Around town, South Boulder Road and Pearl are starting to thin out. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are busy in Arapahoe and Broadway, looking pretty good. Now the Turnpike's doing well in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. In Boulder weather today, mostly cloudy skies, breezy with highs in the 40s. Right now it's 38 degrees. Rockies opening day is less than a week away. Monday, Blake Street will be the place to be. Get there early for Rockies Fest, MLB Roadshow, and the Group Hogs in concert. Purchase tickets at Coors Field, King Supers, or Dugout Stores. ColoradoRockies.com or call 1-800-388-ROCK. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
We put up with a lot of name-calling here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. But best new radio station in Denver? That's a name we can live with. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Voted best new station in town.
2300. That's 1-800-346-2300.
1-800-346-2300.
J. Marvin.
These loud
teeth introduce myself. Thank God I'm free of the right-wing media. I can breathe again.
is this man? He is a friend. He is the Beastmaster.
Colorado's favorite lefty.
That makes me a total Democrat, 100%. You know, I wear red as much as possible. It infuriates people who wear stickers on their BMWs.
He's just loaded, honey.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I wouldn't have it any other way. It's the
end of the world. Good morning. It's 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. Partly cloudy with a high of 44 today. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's our one-year anniversary, by the way, of the Air America format. Don't forget tonight to watch Left of the Dial. A little later on this hour, we'll play back the interview with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine as he assesses the health of progressive radio across the United States. Also, to pick up the current issue of 5280, there's an interview in the back there with me and an old picture of me that they used. By the way, Terry Schiavo, by the way, passed away last hour at the age of 41.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights at Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace and outdoor hot tub. Two qualifications, restrictions, and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life are free. We couldn't agree more. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
And on. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Pretty disturbing, that article you read in the paper from Paul Krugman.
Yes, it's a column that I think everybody should get a hold of and hold on to.
I've got it in my hands, and I'm reading along with you. And down below there a little bit, it talks about Governor Bush sending state law enforcement in to seize Terry Schiavo.
There was a plan. Yeah, there was a plan to do that.
Yeah, they called it off. Now, am I overreacting to say that sending state police against city police is called civil war?
Well, I think you're overreacting, but I think it's certainly fascist-like tactics.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
All right, John. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to George at the state capitol. George, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. I'm just disappointed to, I'm very sorry to hear about the death of Terry Schiavo, but I think the Lord called her home at last. And I also wanted to, a little bit down because of this so-called marriage resolution.
Oh, that's the thing that defines a family that we talked about earlier in the show this morning.
I ran for governor in 94. I'm a Republican, and ever since December I've been trying to work with Representative Shultz, Representative Lundberg, as a Republican, asking them to follow President Bush's lead. The interview before the election with Charlie Gibson, he said civil unions should be left at the state, and he indicated that he has some sympathy and understanding for civil unions. So all Republicans are not right-wingers.
No, but your party is in control of the religious
right. Yes, I agree. I
think it's time you got out of that and joined us.
Well, I was allowed to speak to CU's Board of Regents last Wednesday as acting president of CU, so I may be able to help because I'm asking higher education to show leadership on pushing for civil unions.
Well, good for you.
And I spoke to Colorado Commission on Higher Education in January about that issue, their board, and I spoke to Metro's board in November, asking that some of we moderate and left-to-center Republicans start taking a leadership role. But obviously, right-wingers just don't want that to happen.
No, which is one of the reasons why you should come join us.
Well, it's going to take both parties to win the civil rights fight, Jay. One party can't do it.
Man, I don't know how you can be part of a party, though, where the religious right has got so much control. Like, look at the President of the United States. He's going to come out at 9:41 this morning, our time, and make a statement about Terry Schiavo, yet he had nothing to say about that shooting in Red Lake, Minnesota.
I agree, but I worked for Lowell Weicker back in the 70s. He was a moderate, a left-to-center Republican, and the two-party system, Republicans and Democrats worked together to push through the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The Republican Party hasn't always been Texas Dixiecrats, Jay.
Well, you guys got to either get control of that thing, or for the health of this country, you need to come join us.
Well, maybe now that some of us moderate and left-to-center Republicans can get on the air without being trashed through your station, other stations, maybe we can make a difference.
Well, you're more than welcome here anytime, George.
But higher education has to show more leadership. You know, we are working for more funding for higher education, but we're not going to support more funding if higher education doesn't start moving a little bit more to the left.
All right, George. Thank you, man. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for your time.
Again.
Bye
you
now.
Bet. 303-713-7600. It's open to anything you want to talk about this morning, including the passing of Terry Schiavo, and also about the three people who were kicked out of the Bush phony town hall meeting on Social Security, Leslie Weiss, Karen Bauer, and Alex.